NFL teams. We're a lot like NFL franchises. Like John Fox in Chicago. Bears fans won't want to hear this, but the goal of a coach, outside of winning, is to leave the organization in a better place than when you arrived. Like, outside of winning Super Bowls and championships, the least you could do is leave the organization in a better place than when you arrived. Guess what? John Fox has done that. And they still stink. Which means they were that bad before he got there. And you can just look at wins and losses, but if you dig deeper into the personnel issues and what happened in the Mark Trestman era, you understand, yeah, they're in a much better place than they are. This was a full rebuild. Don't let anybody kid you. And it's still going on. But NFL teams around the league, when you wonder why maybe Hugh Jackson is retained as head coach in Cleveland, or you wonder why Marvin Lewis has stayed on for so long in Cincinnati, or you wonder why Todd Bowles is still the coach of the New York Jets, because there are organizations around the league who look at this and go, man, we have not exactly put them in the best position to succeed. We have not given them the greatest opportunity to be successful, so why make them the scapegoat? Why make those guys the scapegoat when we believe that if we give them better talent or we can do something around them, we think we can help their cause? There is deeper conversations to be had here, but so many of us just want to do just bottom lines. Let's take a look. Wins, we're gonna go with that. Wins and losses. We're gonna look at just wins and losses, and that's how we're gonna make our determination whether or not you should be brought back as coach. It doesn't work that way. Like, for NFL teams out there, they also look at the idea of, are there enough qualified candidates with this many openings? Are we going to be able to find anybody better? Bruce Arians retired in Arizona. Had the Jets fired Todd Bowles, guess who's getting that Arizona job? Todd Bowles. He was an assistant there for a long time. They'd love him. Like, they hated seeing him leave. Todd Bowles would get that job in a heartbeat. And I think the Jets put context into their head coaching evaluation. I think the Cleveland Browns are doing it, and I think the Cincinnati Bengals have done it for years. Like, that's where there are two different conversations. That's where the conversation splits in regards to head coaching and head coaching evaluations that are done in the NFL. Jonas Knox in for Doug Gottlieb here, Fox Sports Radio. I do want to tell you, by the way, about AutoZone, because this season, make tough jobs easier with the free Loan-A-Tool program from AutoZone. From AC and engine repair to exhaust and brake jobs, there are over 100 specialty tools to help you get the job done right. Deposit required. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Coming up next, you are going to hear... We're going to tell a story here, okay? Because there were two NFL games that went on in the NFL. Right, two NFL games that went on in the NFL at the same time, and blatant homerism went on for both games. I have got actual evidence of this. Find out what I'm talking about next year on FSR.
It is.
It's a new year.
I can't tell you how excited I am.
We're celebrating with you.
Happy New Year.
From the breaking news to the way your team is covered.
That's what we do. We cover the biggest stories in sports.
Celebrate with us.
Hey, this is Steve Gorman.
Hey, it's Jeffrey Gorman.
This is Ben Mather. Happy New Year.
On Fox Sports Radio.
These days, news travels lightning fast, which is great if you're a sports fan. Between status updates, breaking news notifications, and Twitter feeds, you can always be up to the minute on every team and every game. While it's great for sports, it's the opposite when it comes to buying a car. Go online, and you're bombarded with numbers, invoice, list price, dealer price. It's hard to know how to recognize a good price. Well, not anymore. Introducing True Price from True Car. It's the only price you need to know because it's exactly what you'll pay for the car you want, including fees and accessories. How do you know if your True Price is a great price? Because True Car shows you what other people paid for the same car you want. So you know how to recognize a good price, and your certified dealer knows this. So they set their true price competitively because they want your business. There are over 15,000 True Car certified dealers nationwide. When you're ready to buy a new or used car, visit True Car and enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Dating can be fun, but when you're ready for a real relationship this year, you're ready for Match. Have you given Match a try yet? Now try Match for 7 days free. That's right. Free for 7 days. New people, new ways to connect. The Match community is filled with singles ready for a real relationship. For a special free offer for my listeners, go to match.com/Doug for 7 days to search, view photos, and connect free. Only at match.com/Doug. That's match.com/Doug. Match.com/Doug. Size, speed, strength, agility. These are all tools you need if you want to go far. But when it comes to your car, you're going to need a lot more tools than that. Luckily, AutoZone has your back with the free Loan a Tool program. Check this out. You can choose from over 100 specialty tools to help you get the job done right, free of charge. So from brake jobs to engine rebuilds, just get the one you need, leave a deposit, bring it back when you're done. It's really that simple. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
The First Tee of Greater St. Louis is an education program that teaches children life skills taught through the game of golf. Over 750 young people have participated at 6 program locations this year in the St. Louis metro area. More than 40% of youth receive scholarships to participate in the First Tee program. The scholarships help provide clubs and balls to the participants of the program. Almost every child that participates receives their own set of clubs to keep after the education program is over. To get involved or to donate to the First Tee, please visit thefirsteestlouis.org.
Well, entering Gold's Gym, it was just a welcoming community. They really embraced me and helped me, gave me a starting point to help me get stronger. The Gold's Gym family was with me every step of the way. Whether it was at 5 in the morning or 5:30 p.m., I was always finding someone within the Gold's Gym family to push me along.
Gold's Gym has evolved so you can transform your life. Come in today and let one of our fitness experts build your customized 30-day fitness plan absolutely free. Experience change with Gold's Gym.
Why buy an old home with all the to-dos when you can buy new? This January, save thousands on a new McBride & Son inventory home, plus it's your last chance for 2017 pricing. McBride Homes has 50 locations across Metro St. Louis, and with nearly 100 inventory homes ready for a quicker move-in, McBride Homes has something for everyone. Pricing on these homes range from the mid-100s to over $1 million. Homes to fit every lifestyle and design with you in mind. This is your last chance to get 2017 pricing, so hurry. Visit McBrideHomes.com for details.
I know you've heard of Maggie O'Brien's, St. Louis's favorite Irish bar, but did you know they're opening a second location located at 3828 South Lindbergh in the former O'Leary's? Maggie O's Sunset Hills will be opening on Friday, January 5th, and 590 The Fan will be broadcasting live all day, starting with the morning after at 7 a.m. Maggie's will be open early for breakfast, giving the listeners a sneak peek of the future Sunday brunch menu. The restaurant has a new facelift as well as a ton of new HD TVs. You got to check out the all-new Maggie O'Brien's in Sunset Hills starting January 5th.
Hello, St. Louis. For over 75 years, our family has been making transportation dreams come true.
Shop Johnny Londoff Chevrolet 24/7 at Londoff.com.
Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, a name you know, a dealer you can trust.
Johnny Londoff Chevrolet.
Hey, Blues fans, catch the weekly Blues Report with my partner Kelly Chase, fueled by Petromart, on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Start all your pregame festivities at Petromart, a proud sponsor of your St. Louis Blues and a proud supplier of Phillips 66 gasoline. Petromart, clean, fast, and friendly.
This is Dan McLaughlin. Join Whitey Herzog, Willie McGee, and Keith Hernandez on Saturday, January 20th at St. Louis Union Station Hotel for an evening with the Cardinals. It's dinner, Q&A with the Cardinals legends, auction, all to raise money for the National Children's Cancer Society to help families battling childhood cancer. Herzog, McGee, and Hernandez, an evening with the Cardinals, January 20th. Tickets at thenccs.org. That's thenccs.org.
Attention! Edge front!
Do you feel like you're sometimes on a need-to-know basis? And you just don't need to know.
I have no idea what's going on.
Well, not here. Rumors, predictions, breakdowns.
It's what we do.
We've got all your sports and entertainment coverage. And we don't hold back.
Yes, sir.
We are Fox Sports Radio. Sports with attitude.
Tomorrow, college hoops on FS1 is where it's at.
It's a Big East clash as Butler takes on Xavier.
Followed by Georgetown versus DePaul.
Three up, good. Third made three.
Tip off at 7 p.m. Eastern on FS1.
Jonas Doxson for Doug Gottlieb here, Fox Sports Radio. By the way, I'd like to point out for the record, and I will tell you about a homer situation going on in the NFL. It was no more evident than two games that happened simultaneously on Sunday. So we'll get to that here in a couple of minutes. I am proud to be filling in for Doug Gottlieb. I'm proud with whatever opportunities I get here at Fox Sports Radio. And apparently there's some very angry, miserable, bitter human beings listening to the radio. I don't know what happened at New Year's. I don't know if at midnight you leaned in and realized she was a he. I have no idea. I'm not here to judge anybody. I am not here to poke fun at anybody. I'm here to talk about sports, have a good time, and make you forget about whatever the hell's bothering you. So for the angry people that are tweeting in, mocking me for being a holiday fill-in radio host, I'm good with that. I'm good with it. I love the job, so I'm honored to get to do this. So I appreciate Doug letting me fill in, and appreciate all the other great opportunities I get here at Fox Sports Radio. So I'm fortunate. So I don't know what has angered people, whether it's the Big Ten bragging about exhibition games or whatnot. But come on, like, enjoy yourselves. You know, forget about it. There'll be another New Year's. If you struck out last night, you know, you got another one to figure it out. You got 364 days to figure out a better game plan for next New Year's. All right, it's not all that bad. I'm telling you, it's not all that bad. Speaking of filling in, I will be in for Ben Maller as well too. So if you are a big fan of the Ben Maller show, coming up later on at Fox Sports Radio, 2 a.m. Eastern Time, 11 p.m. Pacific, I will be in for Big Ben Maller coming up later on here at FSR. So I made this big mistake one time. I do a show here on Fox Sports Radio on Saturday nights, and used to be from 11 p.m. Pacific Time to 3 a.m. Pacific Time on Saturday overnights. Now it's midnight to 3 a.m. Pacific Time. And usually during non-NFL discussions or when it's the off season, you can kind of talk about some other things. NFL is king. That's really what we focus on. That's really what you think about. And when the NFL is going on, that when the playoffs are happening during the season, especially on, you know, like right after stuff goes down on a Monday, that's always the best time to do sports talk radio because there's so much to talk about. There's almost not enough time. And so in the off season, you can kind of venture into other waters. You know, the NBA has become a year-round sport. You know, baseball at times can have some interesting storylines, but really you can sort of dig into some other stuff. And I made this huge mistake one time, and I didn't realize it until after I was done. So I went on the air on Fox Sports Radio on a Saturday night, and it was right after there was a big MMA event, a big UFC event. And I'm a big UFC boxing fan, okay? And I grew up with the sports. I grew up boxing, grew up UFC, have been fortunate enough to cover a lot of the events here at Fox Sports Radio, any of the big events. I was really lucky to get to be at Mayweather-McGregor, not the actual fight, because I believe tickets were $1.2 million apiece. But I was able to do a show there from Vegas, the media center for Mayweather-McGregor. So I've been really lucky to get to do a lot of these things that the Fox does with the UFC or even sometimes with boxing. And so I grew up on it. I got to cover the sport. So I'm a big boxing UFC fanboy. Really am. But I'm the first to acknowledge that nobody else, okay, well, majority of you, don't really care about boxing or UFC. So I made this huge mistake one time to where after a UFC pay-per-view, I went on the air, it wasn't NFL season, and I opened the show talking about a UFC event. It might have been a Ronda Rousey loss or something. It was a huge event, a big-time event to UFC. And because it was non-football and it was in the football offseason, I thought, well, okay, I can kind of venture out into some other water. So I went on the air in that first segment, and I fanboyed it up. Oh, man, talking UFC terms, boxing terms, making references to guys in other weight classes and what matchups would make sense, and wham, bam, finish the segment, go to break. And it wasn't until driving home from work later on after the show was over in the middle of the night, and for some reason there's still effing traffic on the 101 freeway here, even at that time, here in Southern California. In the middle of the night, I'm thinking back, and I realized, oh, God, that first segment was brutal. because I fanboyed it up. I totally programmed my show based on my interests and my likes. And I don't even know what the ratings were for that show, but I can almost guarantee you it was like a good ERA, that first segment. Awful. Absolutely awful. Like, I look back and I said, man, I totally did this wrong. I formatted the open to my show based on what I really like, okay? Total homer move, and I promised myself I would never do it again. Unfortunately, I'm alone in that category. I am alone in not wanting to program my show to my own interests. And there is no better example than what Eric Roberts, our executive producer, put together for this show here on Fox Sports Radio. Eric Roberts is a diehard Buffalo Bill fan. You're a longtime Buffalo Bill fan.
Oh, yeah,
correct?
My entire life.
Fired up. Bill's shirt, Bill's hat, loves legitimate Buffalo Bills fan here out here in Southern California. And who was the first guest we booked on Black Monday following a busy NFL weekend? Playoffs are set, Black Monday, everything going on in the NFL, plus we've got big-time college football bowl games. Who was the first guest you booked?
The Buffalo Bills insider.
It's like literally the most homer pick that he could book anywhere, and you were probably so excited to do it.
I was, you know what, that's the first, I actually had, we have the little media guide, and I had always just scrolled past the Buffalo Bills section.
You went from Atlanta Falcons
I would jump like, okay, the Pats, the Steelers section, and I'm like, oh, there's a section that it's like pages 40 through 60 of this book that talks about the Bills.
So when I saw that, and it was like, okay, who are we going to have on, it was like, well, of course. And now, again, the Bills are, it's a timely story. The Bills make the playoffs for the first time since 1999. So it's not as much of a homer move as my going all fanboy UFC boxing breakdown following a UFC pay-per-view, totally alienating 95% of the audience. Okay, so it's not that bad. It's also not as bad as what I heard, courtesy of the Ravens radio network after the Cincinnati Bengals scored the go-ahead touchdown, which, in essence, clinched a playoff spot for those Buffalo Bills. This is from the Ravens radio network.
Andy Dalton takes the snap, steps up, fires down the middle, complete! At the 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Cincinnati! Tyler Boyd with a touchdown! No flags on the play, and disbelief has shrouded the stadium.
Oh, my gosh.
Listen, I pride myself on two things. I'm terrible at a lot. Okay, I'll just be honest with you. Awful. I can't cook to save my life. Right? I almost screwed up an oven-baked lasagna last night. True story. Okay, so I can't cook to save my life. I'm terrible at a lot of things, and most of those things you can figure out if you just think hard enough. All right? But I will say this. There's one thing I'm good at. I can spot an off-duty stripper. I can tell you whether or not, and that's not, I'm not kidding. This is a true story. I can spot an off-duty stripper, okay? And I can tell when somebody had money on a game or they're a fanboy. And whoever's doing the color commentary for the Baltimore Ravens, that dude either had money on the game or he's a total homer fanboy. Because you can hear him throw his headset. Like, if you listen closely to the call again, this courtesy of the Ravens Radio Network, listen to when he throws the headset. It sounds like a wide receiver going over the middle and getting lit up by a safety.
Andy Dalton takes the snap, steps up, fires down the middle, complete! It's a 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Cincinnati! Tyler Boyd with a touchdown!
Unbelievable.
No flags on the play, and disbelief has shrouded the stadium.
Can we please find out who the color commentator is for it? Because it used to be Kadri Ishmael. I remember it used to be Kadri Ishmael. He actually was made a couple of appearances here on Fox Sports Radio years ago. It used to be Kadri Ishmael, but whoever that was owes the Baltimore Ravens radio network a new headset and probably a new mic. Like that, they probably owe the Baltimore Ravens the telecast. They own the radio broadcast some new equipment because they totally destroyed whatever the hell he decided to throw. Like that is homerism at his best.
I like the part if you can hear like you can pretty much peg when the pass is caught.
Oh yeah,
because you can hear the
And that's why, listen, when John Harbaugh comes out earlier in the week and says, man, I feel so bad for Ravens fans who had to move their New Year's Eve plans back. No, you didn't. Why don't you just come clean, bro? Why don't you just say, I knew this was going to be an issue because my guys were going to be scoreboard watching and they weren't going to be focused on our game. That's why he was pissed. Like, that's why he didn't want the... You think John Harbaugh gives a rip whether or not fans go out on New Year's Eve or not? You think he cared? He could not care less about your New Year's Eve plans. He's full of it. He didn't want his team being mixed in with a bunch of other games going on because he knew that his guys were going to be scoreboard watching. First of all, that game shouldn't have been that close. Cincinnati was winning the entire time. And then in the second half, Baltimore made a run and had the lead, and I was like, oh, they finally came out of their rut. You know, now they're not so much scoreboard watching. They're just focusing on their game, and then they still lose. But whoever the color commentator is there for the Ravens radio network, he owes them some new equipment. So who do we have? Eric Roberts.
I think it's Stan White is from one of the last press releases from 2017.
Stan White.
Stan White, yeah. Hmm. His picture it kind of makes it a little funnier, putting a face to like the sound now.
Yeah, I don't.
He looks like a guy who would probably throw his headset.
It didn't sound like Kadri Ismail. It used to be Kadri Ismail, but it did not sound like him. But whoever that is, you owe them some money. All right, Jonas Knox, in for Doug Gottlieb here, Fox Sports Radio. Coming up next, we are going to do one of the more popular segments of Doug's show all week long, right? So that is coming up next, some pressing issues we've got to get to in the world of sports. But for all the latest from around the world of sports, it's Ralph Urban.
Well, thank you very much, Jonas. And we begin with the Rose Bowl, where Baker Mayfield started off strong.
Pistol formation, Baker sticks it in the belly of Anderson, who throws late, end zone, caught! It's a touchdown! Hollywood! In Hollywood! And the Sooners jump on top in the Rose Bowl!
Toby Rowland from Learfield with the call. However, Georgia responds, coming back with a Nick Chubb touchdown reception. And it is 7-7 in the first quarter in Pasadena. Earlier, number 12 UCF took out number 7 Auburn 34-27 in the Peach Bowl. The Golden Knights finished the entire season at 13-0. They'll be the only undefeated team at the FBS level. Number 14 Notre Dame 21-17. They beat number 17 LSU in the Citrus Bowl. And South Carolina, a 26-19 win over Michigan. That in the Outback Bowl. It is Black Friday in the NFL coaching front. Detroit firing head coach Jim Caldwell despite 4 winning seasons with the Lions. Or I should say 4 seasons where he had a winning record. Chicago fired John Fox after the Bears' third consecutive last place finish in the NFC North. We'll have more on Chicago coming up in the press. And Arizona's Bruce Arians retired today, not just from the Cardinals, but from coaching in general. On the flip side, Denver coach Vance Joseph, given the, well, I guess the seal of approval, at least the seal of approval for now, he will return to the Broncos sideline in 2018. Meanwhile, there is one game on the top 25 college basketball scoreboard, and that is in Manhattan, Kansas, the Little Apple, where number 6 West Virginia has a 19-13 lead midway through the first half.
Thanks, Ralph. Jonas Knox in for Doug Gottlieb here, Fox Sports Radio. Appreciate everybody taking part in the program, everybody listening. Hope everybody's having a happy new year out there. Many of you on social media, it sounds like you are not, so my apologies. But we do have all sorts of college football, NFL storylines going on in the NFL, a lot of pressing issues here on Fox Sports Radio, and there's no better man to get to all of that than this guy.
The press.
Ralph Urban.
Yes,
back
sir.
At it again. What the hell do we need to get to, Mr. Urban?
Well, I mentioned the Chicago Bears firing John Fox today, but they also extended the contract of GM Ryan Pace through 2021.
Interesting.
Basically, they decided that they like the vision that he has, and this gives him essentially 4 seasons with a new head coach for them to partner on making it a better organization.
Well, let's listen. The contract says 2021. Ryan Pace is directly tied to Mitch Trubisky. That's how this is going to go. That's the quarterback he believed in. That's the quarterback he kept secret from everybody as far as his evaluation. They took a secret meeting with him. Like, this is his guy. So he's going to go as long as Mitch Trubisky goes with that organization.
Well, it's funny you mention that because he did intimate that Trubisky may have some suggestion and some opinion sharing in the hiring of the head coach.
Well, I mean, that worked out the last time they did that in Chicago when Jay Cutler sat down with the two final candidates when they were looking to make a head coaching change. So they fired Lovie Smith and Jay Cutler sat down with these two candidates, and it was Jay Cutler who recommended that they hire Mark Trestman over Bruce Arians.
Well, there was Grey Cup success coming in with Trestman.
Oh, man. And Bruce Arians really wanted the job, too. Bruce Arians wanted that gig so bad, and it was Jay Cutler that got to sit down and meet with all of them, and he really liked Bruce Arians, but he said, yeah, I don't know, there's something about this Trestman guy. Yeah, you know what it is? He stinks. That's what it is.
Interestingly, Pace came in alongside John Fox in a hiring process done with an agency, you know, that helped suggest, yeah, this is who you should hire. So this will be his first head coaching hire.
Can I throw out a speculation? First of all, and I want to be honest and speak the truth about this. I did this off air during the show last night and was laughed at this idea by Brady Quinn. Okay, so I want to make that clear that at least somebody who knows a lot more than I do about football thinks this is embarrassing. But let's tie some things together. You want to tie some things together here, Ralph?
Wrap them up.
All right. Pull up a seat, have a drink. Let's tie some things together here on Fox Sports Radio. Here we go. So Ryan Pace came from what organization? The New Orleans Saints. Okay, Ryan Pace, I asked that question as if you would know that off the top of your head. So Ryan Pace, I've already worked this out. I'm more prepared.
I'm letting you
this.
Flow.
Okay, Ryan Pace came from the New Orleans Saints organization. Right, he is from the Saints, and one of the things that New Orleans does really well, and that they've done really well this season, is incorporate their two running backs, Alvin Kamara and Mark Ingram, in their offense. And one of the things that the Bears have, and they are very fortunate to have, is one of the best running back duos in the NFL. In Jordan Howard and Tariq Cohen. Well, the offensive coordinator who puts together all of this is Pete Carmichael in New Orleans. Pete Carmichael knows Ryan Pace from Ryan Pace's time in New Orleans. You see what I'm getting at here? So wouldn't Pete Carmichael be a guy who could maximize both those running backs because he's already doing it in New Orleans? Wouldn't that make some sense there, Ralph?
It would make some sense.
Okay. Now, when it doesn't happen, I would like this to be removed from the podcast. If we could remove this audio from the podcast, because I don't want to feel like more of a horse's bleep for mentioning this on the air after I was laughed at off the air when I brought this up to Brady Quinn.
And edit now.
Yeah. What else we got, Ralph?
Well, speaking of the NFC North, the Green Bay Packers fired their defensive coordinator, Dom Capers. This is a guy, obviously, long, long, long career in the NFL. Had been in Green Bay for 9 seasons. His number one defense helped carry the Pack to a Super Bowl crown in 2009. But by 2011, they were dead last in the NFL. In fact, they were in the bottom third of total defense 4 times in the last 7 years.
God. Is there anything good there?
Yeah, he's gone.
Okay, I mean, but like, is there any, what's there? Like, how desirable is that gig?
I think that it's desirable because it's become known as a place that players are happy to go play if you can go get somebody with an actual scheme and a direction you want to work in.
Okay, who would make sense there?
I think first they got to decide on their personnel who they want to work with.
Right. Yeah. I don't know. There's like I'm looking around like football's so weird, man. I don't know why anybody would want to be a coach. Like, I don't know anymore. Like, I think I'd rather be a coach in college than I would the NFL. I'd rather be a coach in college than the NFL, just based on it's not a bad gig. You make a ton of money. And if you don't like your current crop of players, they're not tied to a contract. They're gone in 4 years. You just, you know, move on. Like, you get to really pick and choose who you want to work with.
And then you get to babysit 100 kids.
But you don't have to. I wonder if it's less work. I know recruiting's a grind, but, you know, because of the NCAA regulations, they don't allow you a certain practice time. So I think it's probably less work, less of a grind. Harbaugh seems happier in college than he does in the NFL.
Well, it's one of those things that you can make it work for you in college football because you really do pull all the strings, whereas yes. the NFL does sets the table of what you can and can't do, and then you work within the confines of their restrictions.
Yeah, no, I just, if I had my choice, and again, I wouldn't because I don't know how to coach, but if I had my choice, I would choose coaching in college. It just seems like a better gig overall, just for peace of mind purposes.
Well, there is one thing with coaching in college is you deal with some interesting characters like the Heisman Trophy winner Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
He walked into the stadium today carrying a sign that he had made saying pretenders on it as a direct jab at Lee Corso for using that dismissive word to describe the Sooners earlier this year.
Oh, red-ass Baker Mayfield, man. See, he really... This is the difference between Baker Mayfield of a couple of months ago and Baker Mayfield now. You know he would have grabbed his crotch. If he didn't get so much blowback, which is probably not the best term to use when you describe somebody grabbing their crotch, but if he didn't get so much blowback from people because he grabbed his crotch and yelled F you during that game, then he could say it, not have to carry a sign, and grab his crotch at the same time. So a little double barrel action there from Baker Mayfield.
One could argue that headed into this Rose Bowl, his troll game flew in under the radar.
Wow, that is, look at that. Ralph Ervin with just sticking the landing here on Fox Sports Radio. All right, thanks, Ralph.
Thank you.
Get out there and press.
That was the press.
Jonas Knox in for Doug Gottlieb here, Fox Sports Radio. Wouldn't you love a bigger tax refund? Who wouldn't love that? Seriously, like, who would not love to get more money back for taxes? Well, TaxSlayer was recently rated number one for maximum refund, so you have more cash to spend on whatever the heck you want. This tax season, go out and slay it. Max your refund at TaxSlayer.com. You can get me on Twitter at TheJonasKnox. Up next, though, there is something going on in the world of sports that is a rarity. This almost never happens, but it is happening today. Find out what I'm talking about next year on FSR.
Celebrating the new year, Fox Sports style.
Happy New Year.
The games.
Let's go!
The story.
This is outrageous.
The interaction.
We like when people keep it real.
It's what we do.
There's my target.
On Fox Sports Radio.
Size, speed, strength, agility. These are all tools you need if you want to go far. When it comes to your car, you're going to need a lot more tools than that. Luckily, AutoZone has your back with the free Loan a Tool program. Check this out. You can choose from over 100 specialty tools to help you get the job done right, free of charge. So from brake jobs to engine rebuilds, just get the one you need, leave a deposit, bring it back when you're done. It's really that simple. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Dating can be fun, but when you're ready for a real relationship this year, you're ready for Match. Have you given Match a try yet? Now try Match for 7 days free. That's right, free for 7 days. New people, new ways to connect. The Match community is filled with singles ready for a real relationship. For a special free offer for my listeners, go to Match.com/Doug. For 7 days to search, view photos, and connect free. Only at Match.com/Doug. That's Match.com/Doug. Match.com/Doug.
Do you have diabetes? Millions of Americans do. And what they don't know is that even if you have diabetes, you can get up to $500,000 of quality life insurance from top-rated companies with no medical exam at great rates. That's right, no medical exam. Call now, 1-800-254-9567, or visit us online at fastlife.life. It's FastLife, the revolutionary new way to buy life insurance. It's quick, easy, and fast. And there's no medical exam. Call FastLife today, 1-800-254-9567, or visit us online at fastlife.life. No matter what your health or wealth, protecting the people you love is important. And for millions of people with diabetes, it's the number one reason for purchasing life insurance. Call now, 1-800-254-9567, or visit fastlife.life for your free, no obligation quote. Call FastLife, 1-800-254-9567, or visit us online at fastlife.life.
An RV may seem like a grown-up version of a playhouse, but it's a real second home, complete with kitchen, bathroom, bedroom, and slide-out rooms which expand your living space. You simply can't imagine until you look inside. Whether it's a motorhome, a luxury fifth wheel, or a lightweight trailer designed for downsized utility vehicles, Pirelli offers the best value in RVs. Step inside a Byerly RV and discover a whole new world. Wherever you go, you're always at home in a Byerly RV. Byerly, just 15 minutes west of I-270 on I-44 in Eureka.
The Edge is a family entertainment facility in Belleville, Illinois that truly caters to the entire family, offering laser tag, 5 movie theaters, an arcade, and their sports bar featuring 20 draft beers, amazing food, and the largest video wall in St. Louis outside of Ballpark Village. That is not all The Edge is offering. The Edge is doubling its size and are now under construction, building out an indoor go-kart track, new virtual reality attractions, bumper cars, and an upscale bowling alley. You will not find this many high-end attractions under one roof anywhere. That's The Edge in Belleville.
You are listening to 590 The Fan. At noon, it's the Midday Grind featuring Martin Kilcoin and Charlie Marlowe.
Oh, Chuck, you know what they call this time of year?
They call it the hot stove season.
Looks like the Cardinals have just reached for the burner. Maybe another log.
Years ago, a coach will say, oh, you have to win the conference championships to get in the playoff. And then 3 years later, oh, no, it's different now. That always happens.
Frauds, frauds, and liars.
At noon, it's the Midday Grind, weekdays on 590 The Fan.
It's not too much to ask for your washer and dryer to get your clothes clean and leave them undamaged. It's pretty much the whole point. Hey, it's Denise from Appliance Discounters. I want to tell you about Speed Queen Laundry. Since 1908, Speed Queen has continually offered an impeccable wash and dependability. These washers are so durable, they have been tested to last up to 25 years in your home. Best of all, Speed Queen has backed up their washers with a warranty of 3 to 5 years parts and labor. This coverage is worth $250 and it's free. Check out the Speed Queen Laundry at any of the Appliance Discounters, 6 showrooms, and as always, our savings are your savings.
Why buy an old home with all the to-dos when you can buy new? This January, save thousands on a new McBride & Son inventory home, plus it's your last chance for 2017 pricing. McBride Homes has 50 locations across Metro St. Louis, and with nearly 100 inventory homes ready for a quicker move-in, McBride Homes has something for everyone. Pricing on these homes range from the mid-100s to over $1 million. Homes to fit every lifestyle and design with you in mind. This is your last chance to get 2017 pricing, so hurry. Visit McBrideHomes.com for details.
Check in with us.
The coach, Bill Belichick, with us. James Harrison, what was the reasoning behind the signing?
It was available. It's hard to get players at this time of year that have that kind of ability to help a team. We'll see how it goes.
We get them all for you, the fan.
Right here.
We are chasing a breaking story right now.
This is Fox Sports Radio. Okay. FS1.
Don't laugh! This ain't reality TV!
To find FS1 on your television, go to foxsports.com for details. FS1.
Jonas Knox in for Doug Gottlieb here, Fox Sports Radio. So I will be back on the air here on Fox Sports Radio coming up at 11 p.m. Pacific time. That's 2 a.m. Eastern time. And for those of you listening, I don't know, in Bangladesh, I know what the time is on my weekend overnights. I don't know what time it is there at that point, but whatever. So I'll be back here on the air at Fox Sports Radio coming up 11 p.m. Pacific time to break down everything that went on, obviously, with the college football playoff games that are going on. You've got Georgia, Oklahoma. Oklahoma with a lead already at the Rose Bowl. There's been 21 points scored, and we're not yet through with the first quarter. So this looks like it's going to be a barn burner at the Rose Bowl in Pasadena. And then coming up later on, you've got Alabama, Clemson, Part 3. So that'll be a lot of fun as well. I was thinking about this and just kind of opened the show talking about what is, like, when you're looking at the NFL and you're just breaking down the playoffs. Like, you look over at the AFC and you look over at the NFC, and it's very obvious and it's very clear that the NFC has the more compelling matchups because the NFC could go any way. Like, you could make an argument for Atlanta being the sixth seed getting back to a Super Bowl. I don't think it's going to happen, I've not been impressed whatsoever with Atlanta all year long, so I don't think that'll be the case. But you can make that argument that maybe Atlanta could make a run, get hot, rely on experience, obviously very talented, and make a run in the playoffs, because Philadelphia is a very flawed and wounded number one seed. So that feels like a vulnerable spot to be in. And it's what should give everybody else hope in the NFC, that regardless of having to go to Philadelphia or not, you feel confident that you could make a run there. And then you go to the AFC, and it's so top-heavy. You've got New England, you've got Pittsburgh, but what else you got? I mean, Jags, Bills, that's neat and all. It's something we haven't seen before, but I don't think anybody's really clamoring for that matchup. And then you've got Titans and Chiefs, and nobody's clamoring to see the Chiefs again. We know what they are in the postseason. They're the same thing they are every postseason. They'll win a home game. They'll get to the divisional round. They'll lose by 14 or 17, and Alex Smith will check the ball down for the entire second half. Like, that's every year. We get it the same thing every year. And Tennessee, I have no idea what the hell they are. No idea. Like, there's something not right about Tennessee. I can't put my finger on it, but it doesn't make a lot of sense to me that Marcus Mariota isn't better than, and maybe this is just an offensive thing to where he's got to get a better coach. I have no idea, but Tennessee is a very confusing situation. So the NFC is sort of a rare thing, like to where no matter what, you're going to get something interesting to happen. I talked about this months ago in August, after the Mayweather-McGregor fight, when everyone was trying to break down what was so great about Mayweather-McGregor, and I was pointing out at the time that it's one of those rare moments in sports where everybody won. Like, everybody benefited. I mean, if you were to go just break it down person by person, everybody benefited. You had Floyd Mayweather win because he won the fight and stayed perfect. You had Conor McGregor win because he made a bunch of money. Even though he lost, he made a bunch of money and looked a lot better than anybody expected. Boxing won because their sport won the battle of UFC versus boxing. And so they were thrilled to see their guy win. Floyd's promoters, Floyd's business partners, they all won because they all got paid. The UFC looked good because they had their guy hang with the one of the greats of all time and go that long in the fight with no previous experience and represented the sport well. And then also the fans won because fans were looking for an exciting fight, and it actually delivered way more than what anybody thought. So it was one of those rare moments in sports to where you had the everybody win in a big sporting event. And now if you look at the NFC, it's kind of like that, to where no matter what, we're going to get a good result because it's always interesting all the way through. Like, this could be a playoff run in the NFC to where everybody's happy about it. And then I'm thinking about it, and I'm like, actually, that's kind of what we have going on in college football right now. Because if you spin a wheel, throw some dice, do an anonymous draw out of a hat, regardless of what combination we get in the national championship game, it's going to be fantastic. Like, college football has positioned themselves. You could say whatever you want about the college football playoff, and you don't like it, and you think it should be 8 teams, and the right teams didn't get in, and you've got to win your conference, blah, 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 blah. Like, all that other discussion, set all of that aside. Tell me what's wrong with these four teams in college football. Like, Georgia-Oklahoma is already a shootout. Okay, like, they're already a shootout at the Rose Bowl, right? Like, the streetlights don't go on in Pasadena for, like, another 3 hours. And Oklahoma and Georgia is already a shootout. And then you're going to get Clemson-Alabama Part 3 coming up later on. Regardless of whatever combination we get in the national title game, I think it's going to be great. Now, ideally, and this is just personal preference, okay? My personal preference would be Oklahoma, Alabama. Okay, that would be preference number one. Baker Mayfield and the thought, or the off chance that he grabs his crotch, but this time he directs it at Nick Saban. Then I want to see the reaction from Nick Saban. Okay, so that's result number one that I would love to see happen. Result number two, because it'll piss more people off, what if we get an all SEC national championship game? then all you Big Ten fanboys would be crying in your old Milwaukee beers, okay? Just thinking about, oh, man, all the trash we talked about our exhibition games, and it's the SEC in the national championship game. So, again, there's a lot that could happen, but I think it's going to benefit everybody. I want to thank Ralph. I want to thank Ryan. Thanks to Eric Roberts. It's been fun filling in for Doug. Jonas Knox, this is Fox Sports Radio.
We are Fox Sports!
Does your job have any New Year's resolutions? Here's an important one every business should consider. Make your hiring process more efficient and effective this year by letting ZipRecruiter help. No one has done a better job of transforming how you find the right talent than they have. ZipRecruiter posts your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards with just one click. Then ZipRecruiter actively looks for the most qualified candidates and invites them to apply. That's why ZipRecruiter is different. Unlike other hiring sites, ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on the right candidate to find you. It finds them. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. So find out why ZipRecruiter has been used by businesses of all sizes and industries to find the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. And right now, my listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, I said it, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/Doug. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Doug. One more time, try it for free. ZipRecruiter.com/Doug.
One out of five Americans. That's a lot of people, and you might be one of them. It's the number of adults who take on the role of caring for a sick or aging family member in their home or yours. What's unusual here is that most family caregivers don't see themselves as caregivers at all, but simply as daughters, sons, parents, and spouses doing what any loving family member would do. If this is you, then you know the feeling of doing all you can day in, day out, and still thinking it's not enough. In fact, you can do more for your loved one, but you can't do it alone. Chances are there are organizations right in your own neighborhood that can offer just the help you need to help you do your best. A great first step is to visit Family Caregiving 101. This nonprofit website is a gateway to a whole world of support, service, and advice. That's familycaregiving101.org. A public service message from the National Family Caregivers Association and the National Alliance for Caregiving, with generous support from Azi Inc.
This is the Dan Patrick Show.
You guys ready?
Come on!
You know, we get all up in arms over this, like, oh, somebody got snubbed. The guys don't want to play in it. You get 60 grand if you win, 30 if you lose. And if you really want to get players to play, that's the incentive. But I don't know if you're getting a guy who's getting paid $25 million to be a starting quarterback. If you're my quarterback, I don't want you playing. If you're an alternate and you don't go, it doesn't show up on your resume. So we look back on all these great careers. If I look at All-Pro, then you're the top at your position. If you're the All-Pro quarterback, you're the quarterback, the offensive lineman, wide receivers. That's the real true designation. But Pro Bowl, we get all upset that such and such got snubbed. Alex Smith got snubbed. All right. Somebody's getting snubbed. Who are you taking off the roster?
The Dan Patrick Show.
Love it. It's my favorite.
Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio.
Music is a bridge between the material and the spiritual. My name is Harvey Lauer, and I'm 82. As a blind person, you have to be aware that nobody can tell you what you can or can't do. You really have to try things. My folks got me a little radio in 1940, and that was the best Christmas present I ever got. When I was 11 years old is when I started to play music, play the piano, and then the accordion, and then the cello. My wife, who was also blind, was a good cook. When she died, that's when I started Meals on Wheels. America, let's do lunch.
One in six seniors faces the threat of hunger, and millions more live in isolation. Drop off a hot meal and say a quick hello. Volunteer for Meals on Wheels by donating your lunch break at americaletsdolunch.org. This message brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
This is JT the Brick with Tom Looney.
Oh, the great Vince McMahon, chairman and CEO of WWE, filed details with the U.S.
Securities and Exchange Commission by their gangster name, the SEC.
Yeah.
The sale of 3.34 million shares of WWE. This is a real stock that trades, wow. And we're talking $100 million in sales into Vince's pocket. Alpha filed for 5 trademarks to the XFL, and the filings seek to trademark the XFL as a professional football league. So all the filings are going forward. Vince McMahon sold this stock $100 million, and we're assuming... You know, the company also sought the trademark URFL. I am shocked that Vince McMahon would want to go back into this business again.
This is JT the Brick with Tom Looney.
It's incredible. Absolutely amazing.
Weekdays at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific.
You are listening to 590 The Fan. KFNS Wood River. KPNTHD2 Collinsville, St. Louis.